USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Donald Trump is reacting to the verdict in his Manhattan civil rape case. Trump has been ordered to pay writer E. Jean Carroll $5 million for sexual abuse and defamation. Trump took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace. NBC News legal analyst Laura Jarrett.
Relatively short, given the stakes against the former president. He has denied all of the allegations vehemently. He said he didn't even know who she was, much less attack her.
Trump denied all of the allegations against him. The jury spent 3 hours deliberating in the case. President Joe Biden says a crippling U.S. government debt default is not something that's on the table for any discussion, at least not as far as he's concerned. The comments come after a meeting with top congressional leaders, including Republicans, at the White House.
I told congressional leaders that I'm prepared to begin a separate discussion about my budget and the spending priorities, but not under the threat of default.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said after the meeting he isn't feeling too optimistic.
The president said the staff should get back together, but I was very clear with the president. We have now just 2 weeks to go.
President Biden has set another meeting for Friday. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against embattled New York Representative George Santos. According to reports, Santos is expected to appear in federal court in New York as soon as Wednesday, although the nature of the charges is not immediately known. The U.S. is providing another $1.2 billion in military aid to Ukraine as that country readies for a counteroffensive in its war against Russia. Washington's provided Kyiv nearly $37 billion in lethal aid since Russia launched its invasion. And MTV News is shutting down after nearly four decades. The shuttering part of layoffs at Paramount that'll be hitting a quarter of employees across several television companies as they merge together. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
The governor of Arizona says her state will face incredible challenges because the federal government isn't ready for the end of Title 42.
During my meeting with sheriffs, I heard the devastating impact of federal inaction on our public safety.
The COVID-era rule was used to expedite deportations, and Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs says she's witnessed firsthand the capacity challenges already faced at temporary migrant shelters. She added her state stands ready to assist Arizona border towns and cities. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, meanwhile, is declaring a state of emergency as that state prepares for an influx of asylum seekers. Hochul says her executive order will expand municipal capabilities in New York and increase the capacity of the National Guard to provide logistical support statewide. And former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is asking a federal judge to toss out a lawsuit he faces from his ex-boss. In a court filing, lawyers for Cohen called the complaint frivolous, vindictive, and an abusive act of pure retaliation. The former president slapped his longtime personal attorney with a $500 million breach of contract lawsuit last month. Trump's 32-page complaint claims Cohen violated a confidentiality agreement and his attorney-client relationship with his tell-all book and many media appearances. And again, our top story, no movement yet toward a deal over the debt limit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!